You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
You know, we live in a technological era and in a very, very surprising era when a company's YouTube channel being taken down can result in a high court ruling that has Google's South African assets being attached. A very interesting story here. Looks like we have quite a bit to unpack, and I'm joined on the line by Hugo Johnston, who's an associate at Pagel Schulenburg attorneys, to try and understand this and try and see what we make of these latest developments. Good evening, Hugo. Thanks so much for taking the time. How does a YouTube channel result in companies' assets being attached? What happened here?
Hi, Jimmy. Thanks for having me. Look, so during June 2023 or thereabout, there was an award in a Moscow court, in which the court ordered that Google LLC, which is the American branch, reinstate the YouTube channel of the Foundation for Orthodox Television. And with that award, they also made an award imposing ostrant, which is this legal principle where you get compensated for the party hasn't complied with the court order. You get compensation for that. So look, we were approached by a law firm in Russia, Artelex, who wanted us to get this judgment, this Russian judgment, recognized and be authorized to be enforced in South Africa. So, you know, we brought an ex parte application, and there were two aspects to it. The first being to allow us to electronically serve the application on Google LLC, and the second was to found jurisdiction against Google LLC. And how we did that was we attached the shares and the trademarks of Google LLC, which is the Google South Africa shares and trademarks. So that's been attached, and now we're proceeding with the main application, which is to get this foreign judgment recognized in South Africa.
Hugo, what does this mean for Google going forward? Are there you say you've attached shares? What about the assets? So how much is needs to be settled by Google? How is this all going to play out now, given that the entire case didn't originate in South Africa?
Yeah. So look, the shares and the trademarks are just attached to found jurisdiction to give us sort of the authority to institute action against Google LLC in South Africa. So it's not necessarily that the shares are not going to be sold or anything like that. They're just sort of kept in safekeeping for the time being by the sheriff.
So it sounds like somewhat of a preservation of sorts to ensure that you do still have some form of assets that you can go after at some point. Is that correct?
Yeah, something to that effect. Sort of just that, you know, we can now proceed against Google LLC, and you know, they can't do anything with their shares, but you know, we also can't do anything with them. They just sort of kept in safekeeping for the time being.
So where to from here, Hugo? Once, now that this has been the case and the High Court in South Africa has ruled against this, what does Google need to do? What does the NPO need to do? Obviously, the NPO wants to have their channel reinstated. If that fails, what are the remedies are to follow here? What are next steps?
Yeah. So look, Google will not have a chance to oppose this if they so wish, and thereafter they'll deliver their answer to sort of our application, and then we'll see what the court ultimately makes of it. Look, it is so South Africa. I mean, we do have a history of having foreign judgments, you know, recognized in South Africa, but the principle of ostrant is a new principle to be tested in our courts. But yeah, our instructing attorneys, Art Delex in Russia, they've instructed, around the world and in different jurisdictions, similar actions against Google.
Hugo, you mentioned this this new principle of ostrant that is, as you alluded to, a monetary penalty for the failure that Google would then need to pay each day. How much has been accumulated at this stage, and how much of that would be claimable under South African law if the claiming party or the claiming NPO is to win that case?
Yeah, so look, we view it more of a compensation, more so than a penalty. But it's the sixth day after they failed to comply with the court order, it then starts to accumulate 100,000 rubles per day. And then every week that gets doubled for a period of 9 months. and thereafter it restarts again at 100,000 rubles per day. So it's difficult to sort of put that on a number at the moment, because obviously each day it changes. But it's a significant amount at this point.
So you say 100,000 rubles per day, doubling every week?
Every week, yes.
Until 10 weeks?
No, up till 9 months.
Up till nine months, okay.
Thereafter, it restarts again at 100,000 rubles per day.
Okay.
So it's sort of a, you know, if there's a court order against you to do something or to not do something, it's sort of a, you know, if you don't do what the court's asking you to do, then there will be a monetary compensation to the party that's been affected negatively.
I see. I just did a quick calculation, and I think by my estimates, at the current ruble price, that works out to about 21,000 rubles per day, or 21,100 rubles over I'd say 36 week period. We'd need to look at that. That's just around 700,000 rand from that perspective. But again, the numbers seem a bit low on that side. We'll look at that and see what happens. So Hugo, what do we do from here going forward for Google? If they don't pay this and they decide to register a new company in South Africa, a new LLC, and the shares that you guys have gone after in terms of getting the court order, they're not really interested in. Where does South Africa fit into all of this? Again, given that the case didn't originate here and doesn't really relate to a South African party.
Yeah, so look just to clarify, there's no order at the moment in South Africa saying that Google must pay this. We're just asking that the court recognize the foreign judgment, and you know that will then have the consequences that follow. So I think, you know, for now we need to see what the court has to say about it, what our court has to say about it, and we just take it from there.
Very interesting developments indeed. Never thought a YouTube channel would result in companies going through to court judgments. We'll keep an eye on this and see how it unfolds. A quick update on that calculation. I've redone it. It looks as though it's going to be over a every nine-month period will be just under 4 million rand. So looks very interesting numbers for Google to have to contend with, assuming that this does go all ahead as it currently stands. Thanks for those insights, Hugo. Hugo Johnston, associate at Pargel Schulenberg Attorneys, joining me to reflect on the latest High Court ruling that has seen Google's shares being attached.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.